Up next, the top careers in the country. What would you say is the best job in America, according to the new survey by CareerCast.com? Remember sitting in a ninth grade algebra class thinking, you know, why do I need to know this? I mean, when is this ever going to come out of the handy in my life studying all this mathematics? Well, it turns out your algebra teacher may have known a thing or two, because according to the results of this new survey, the number one job in America is mathematician. And the equations don't stop there. Of the top 10 jobs, 9 out of the 10 of these jobs use math and could be classified as science-related jobs. Joining me now is Tony Lee. He's publisher of CareerCast.com and JobsRated.com. He joins us by phone. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you, Ira.
Wow, we'd like to hear that kind of stuff.
Well, it's great. And when the survey came out with mathematician as the number one ranked job, we heard from lots of elementary and middle school teachers who said, finally, I can put something up on the bulletin board to show the students there's a reason they need to pay attention in this class.
Yeah, we're all sitting there saying, I'm never going to use an upstream, downstream problem.
That's right.
Well, here's the answer to that. How did you decide on the top 10? What were the factors that went into the
judging? We've actually been doing this study for a number of years, and we've been refining the research over the years. We look at a lot of different criteria, but the criteria that stands out most as most important is the environment of the position, meaning do you have control over your daily activities, your income level, the employment outlook, are people hiring, you know, in that field? The physical demands of the job, you know, can you actually get hurt, you know, in your work? And then the stress levels. Mm-hmm. And then there are lots of other components, but if you look at those, and we've come up with kind of a numerical equation, that's how we found out that a lot of the top jobs tend to be science-oriented, math-oriented, where a lot of the bottom jobs, sadly, are more physical-type jobs, outdoors, mm-hmm. With a lot of physical demand.
Yeah, lumberjack was your least desirable job.
Yeah, lumberjack ended up the worst job in the country. And of course, we heard from some lumberjacks who said, I love what I do. sadly, though, the one who was most vocal came back and said, you know, I've been a lumberjack for 20 years. I've only broken my leg twice and my collarbone once. It's not that bad.
There you go.
Those of us in offices say, well, that's still not so good.
Some of your top 10 jobs were mathematician, actuary, statistician, biologist, software engineer, computer systems analyst, industrial engineer, and accountant, all in the top 10, all requiring math skills. But I don't want to upset any of the actuaries out there, but, you know, the number two ranked job actuary, you know, even Woody Allen says, can you think of anything more boring than being an actuary?
Well, you talk to actuaries, you know, and they tell you that they love their job because it's very math-oriented, and you're determining the length of things. You know, actuaries typically work for insurance companies, but now they work in lots of places, and they're determining how long you're going to live, how long a bridge is going to last, you know, lots of fairly interesting things if you're into, you know, the statistical side of life.
I know my daughter has a career set to be an accountant, and she loves it, so I can understand that there are these people who love to do the number crunching there.
Absolutely.
Have you heard from the math teachers saying other things like keep the studies going and give us more of this?
Yeah, I think they'd like to keep the study going as long as math teacher or mathematician ends up number one every time. We probably heard more from folks like biologists and industrial designers saying, you know, I think my job's number one. And they've given their rationale as to why. It's a lot of fun to see people debating over why they think their job is better or why they think their job is worse. And if you go to jobsrated.com, we have all those discussions going. People can contribute as to why they think their job is better or worse.
Let's go to Barry in Arizona. Hi, Barry.
Oh, hi. Thank you. One issue I have is, like, there doesn't seem to be that many jobs for science and math nowadays. How does your website help people in those fields? I have a PhD in the sciences.
Well, a couple of things. One, the ranking is actually of 200 jobs total. So within the 200, there are actually quite a few more science and math-based jobs. And then two, our site is actually a job database with hundreds of thousands of positions, and there are thousands of jobs available today in most of these fields. So I'd encourage you to go in and take a look.
Craig in Quakertown, PA. Hi, Craig.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to put my two cents in. You know, the mathematical equation that they came up with had nothing to do with the fact that people are actually happy with what they do for a living.
Yeah, no, that's a great. That is a great point, and I think the point that we need to make clear is there are people extremely happy doing jobs that no one else would want. You know, dairy farmer, taxi driver, commercial fishermen are all jobs that landed on our worst list. Yet there's some very happy commercial fishermen out there. This is meant as a guide. This isn't a definitive, you know, decision. You should not have these jobs. It's to help primarily those folks who are either going through a career change because they've lost their job or they're unhappy, or students, you know, middle school, high school, college students who are thinking, you know, I'm debating between this direction or that, you know, which has the best long-term outlook in terms of hiring, the best income, the most least likelihood that I'm going to get laid off or hurt on the job. That's what this study is really to be used for as a guide.
Talking about the best jobs in America this hour on Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow talking with Tony Lee. Let me see if I can get one quick question in before you go. Wrong. Don't know what happened there. Thanks.
Are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a wastewater operator, and I'd like to know where that job falls into.
A wastewater operator.
A wastewater operator is a little too. We only did 200 jobs. I will tell you that, unfortunately, at a very different level than what you do, but garbage collectors did end up at the bottom of the list. But remember, if you're a wastewater operator and you're working in a clean environment inside, you're not out in the cold or out in the heat, you've got kind of a controlled environment, and you have control over your day, you don't have fierce deadlines and not someone standing over your shoulder, then it's probably going to rank as a better job as opposed to a worse one.
Well, Tony, thank you for taking time to be with us today, and good luck on the jobs.
Thank you, Ira.
Tony Lee is publisher of CareerCast.com and JobsRated.com, and you can get links to his website on our website also.